Live from E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, it's E-Town with this week's musical guests from Nashville, Tennessee, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, and from Raleigh, North Carolina, Yep Rock recording artist Tift Merritt. I'm Helen Forster. Right now, please join me in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Helen. Welcome to E-Town Hall, our solar-powered musical mecca here in the middle of downtown Boulder. We have such a good group of guests this week. We've got a couple of Southerners, two songwriters who are both worldly and literate, one from Tennessee, one from North Carolina. We've got an amazingly inspiring teacher from New York City, somebody who volunteered to teach in the South Bronx, where graduation rates are really low and violence, even in the classroom, can get pretty high. He's been really transforming his classes, not by bringing his students into nature, but by bringing nature into the classroom with great results. And we'll learn more about that in a little while. But up first, Drew Holcomb grew up in Memphis. He went to college. He met his wife, moved to Nashville, realizing that his first band included only folks who shared the same zip code. He called them the Neighbors. So now his band lineup has changed a little, but his commitment to songwriting and to connecting with his fans, to touring, and especially these days, to paying attention to what's going on in the world, all of that has informed his work on his newest release, which is called Souvenirs. Please help me welcome back to E-Town, now living in Nashville, Tennessee, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors.
The sun go down. What makes the world spin around? It's time we can't have back. We need the most. How can I stop you in your tracks? This train's moving way too fast. Slow down, baby, I can't keep up. But I keep coming back. You gotta fight for love. Fight for what you're dreaming of. You gotta fight for love. You gotta fight for love. Maybe it's a crying shame. We don't see it the same way. Can't make a river run upstream, and that breaks my heart. I remember way back then, only knew you as a friend. We try to find the things we lost, build it back again. You gotta fight. You're dreaming of. You gotta fight for love. You gotta fight for love. Can't just stand there and die.
How you gonna take it?
Sit and watch the world go by. You and me, we're gonna make it. Come on, baby, let's give it a try.
Wrote together. It's called Postcard Memories.
Mm-hmm.
south of Baltimore, wondering if you watch the ships roll in. Will you stay up till the dawn's early light? Do you ever wonder how I've been? Postcard memories only paint a picture of how you are in one place at a time. I need you now more than ever before. I'm waiting for you to come back. It don't matter where you go when you're young, if you're trying to outrun the past. Like a ghost, you travel through my dreams. I only see you through the looking glass. Postcard memories only paint a picture. How you are in one place at a time. I need you now more than ever before. I'm waiting for you to come back home. As the earth moves from morning to night, one thing I know, I'll always remember your eyes shining in the morning light. I thought I saw you out there dancing on the ocean. I thought I heard you singing to Rilu Rilai. I wanna be wherever you are. I'm waiting for you to come back home. I need you now more than ever before. I'm waiting for you to come back.
Thank you.
What a good, commanding voice you have, Drew Holcomb. It's a confident male voice. When you hear a song like that sung by a guy like that, it's just, I guess we're all going to pay attention. Especially Fight for Love, you know? I mean, that's an anthem if there ever was one, right?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. That's how we felt about it.
Yeah. When did you write that song?
I don't know, maybe last September-ish. And then we recorded it the day after the election, so it has a lot of intensity in the recording.
Yeah. And you're, as I mentioned in sort of introducing you, you're sort of a literate, worldly songwriter. And these are kind of nutty times where there's all kinds of divisiveness and... Do you have to be careful what you say from the stage? Like, I mean, if you say something like that in front of certain audiences, that would make people uncomfortable.
Yeah, I sort of have two points of view. The one is I said something sort of jokingly that I thought was pretty safe. Got some pretty heated response. It was a lot of this shut up and sing sort of thing.
Right.
And I was like, why don't you just not follow me on social media then?
Yeah, right.
You know? So that's the one thought I have. And the other thought that I have is I think one of the great things I love about music is that it brings people together. And so I don't necessarily steer clear of politics or divisive conversations, but I I tend to find that they sort of happen better when there's a little bit of humor and humanity. Sometimes the stage is not that spot, but sometimes it is. And you kind of have to balance that.
It's hard to know what the role of the artist in society is in any era. But it seems to me like this is a time when there is a role, however you define it.
Yeah.
And you're doing that. You're paying attention. You're incorporating some of these themes into your songwriting. And that's cool. I mean, I made the mistake on stage last fall using the words independent judiciary. I mean, I got in some deep trouble for using those two words at a show. You know, you wouldn't believe the pages of bile and vitriol online and hate mail.
Really?
But it's we can't help but travel around and pay attention, and that shows up. So good for you. I know another song you wrote called Wild World. The song is pretty overt, mentions the 1% and their private jets, promotes racial equality, talks about gay rights, and this is from a guy from Memphis.
Yeah. I have fans that have private jets, and I have fans that can't afford tickets to my shows. So I wrote a song that was very sort of angry and didactic, sort of in the lead up to the election. And I played it for a few people, and they were like, that's pretty preachy, you know? I don't think anybody's going to receive that too well.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine said, why don't you try to think through that in a way that sort of is a bridge builder, not a bridge burner. And so I wrote Wild World thinking about that and thinking about my kids and sort of everything that I know about every person, whether they're rich or poor, black or white, straight or gay, is that they are fighting a battle of some sort all the time, like we all are. And so to sort of look at each other, even people who hold different views than I do on different things, it's important for me to know that they have as much value and they have as much to offer the world as I do. And I'm lucky to get to know any stranger and hear their story. And that song for me was an invitation to my own self to sort of remember that about people who I disagree with, but also to invite other people to hopefully take a deep breath and do the same for their neighbors and strangers.
You know, it's funny because that kind of conversation you're describing, when two musicians get together, it really works best when you do more listening than playing.
Yeah.
When you're actually listening to each other more than you are saying, well, here's this cool lick that I know, and here's this cool stuff I learned, and here, let me show you this, let me show you that. The listening thing makes it work so much better, and the same is true in what you're describing.
Yeah.
Well, listen, there is a need for us to find common ground out there, and I appreciate you just bringing the topics up through your art and through your poetry and your songs. And meanwhile, I'm just so glad you're back here and glad you got a new record, and we're getting to hear pieces of it.
Thanks.
Welcome back, if you would, Mr. Drew Holcomb.
Play one more now and we'll be back up later. This is a great show. I love this. E-Town is amazing. Honored to be here.
I don't know about you, but I like to tell the truth, but the truth seems to change every Tuesday. When I watch the news, man, it just gives me the blues. No one listens, just on a mission to hear their own voice. It's a wild world, we're all trying to find our place in it. It's a wild world and no one seems to understand it. It's a wild world, but there ain't no way I'm gonna quit it. Love is all I've got to give away. Some folks ain't got a dollar to their name. Others got their own jet planes. We all have the same blood running through our veins. Whether or not you pray, black or white, straight or gay, you still deserve the love of your neighbor. It's a wild world, we're all trying to find our place in it. It's a wild world and no one seems to understand it. It's a wild world, but there ain't no way I'm gonna quit it. Love is all I've got to give away. this may be some benefit of the doubt. Another person's point of view, try to listen and not to shout. Hold your opinions loosely, maybe you're not always right. Show a little mercy and hold on to love real tight. It's a wild world, we're all trying to find our place in it. It's a wild world and no one seems to understand it. It's a wild world, but there ain't no way I'm gonna quit it. Love is all I've got to give away. Love is all we got to give away.
That's Drew Holcomb, acoustic guitar and lead vocals. Nathan Duggar also playing acoustic guitar. Rich Brinsfield on the bass, singing. The record's called Souvenir, out on Magnolia Records from Nashville, Tennessee.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. And by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. And by the way, if you're curious about E-Town's home base, E-Town Hall, our beautiful solar-powered music community center located in downtown Boulder, Colorado, you can learn more about it on our website, etown.org. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors are going to be back later on in the show. And coming up, a great singer and songwriter from North Carolina, Tift Merritt, is here along with the great multi-instrumentalist Eric Haywood. Before we get back to music, we're going to introduce you to somebody that we got to know with the help of one of our listeners. Every week we get to do this. People send us stories of folks who have inspired them in their communities, and we get to pass those stories on to all of you. These are often really just simple stories of somebody looking around and seeing a problem and deciding to step up and do something about it. We recognize them with the Achievement Award. And here comes Helen Forster to tell you about this week's winner.
Thank you, Nick. Listener Teresa Alfaro shares this story. Now, Steve Ritz is a full-time volunteer teacher based in the South Bronx, a tough area with several gang members among the student population. Well, years ago, someone sent Steve a box of daffodil bulbs. Thinking they were onions and knowing that they could quickly turn into heavy projectiles in the hands of rowdy students, he stashed them behind the radiator in his classroom. Months later, a fight broke out in class. The box was knocked over, and out tumbled flowers. The heat and steam from the radiator had helped those bulbs to transform. Well, the fighting abruptly stopped as the boys started handing out flowers to the girls in the room. And Steve quickly realized that plants might be effective teaching tools. He began doing so, and the transformation he witnessed was astounding. Attendance soared, disciplinary issues plummeted, and graduation rates for his students were noticeably improved. Fast forward to today, and his nonprofit called Green Bronx Machine has its own teaching center in New York City. Plus, Steve's plant-oriented teaching model has spread to schools across the country. Here to tell us more is this week's Achievement Award winner, Steve Ritz.
Hi, Steve. Such a cool story about the fake onions turning into flowers. Sounds like an amazing little discovery moment for you and your students.
Well, I was at a high school that had a 17% graduation rate.
Wow.
So think about what that means. Most of my students were 17, 18, or 19 years old and high school freshmen with literally two or three credits. So I was tasked with the most difficult children in the building and thrust into a situation where, for me, it was about building relationship and creating community.
Yeah.
By then, I had built a reputation as a teacher for doing amazing things with kids when people least likely expected them. I kind of have this notion that if you bring your body, your brain will follow, and to practice these random acts of genius and kindness, if you will. So we decided we should go plant them, and the reception was absolutely unbelievable.
Did you put them in on the school grounds or
no,
the roof?
No, we went to a local park.
We went to a local
park, and we made news in this local park. And literally that year, my students and I probably planted about 15,000 daffodil bulbs across New York City. And kids, who many of whom came to me out of prison, were somehow being celebrated at City Hall for the amazing work that they did. And no one knew what their real background was. They just thought it was the Honors Gifted and Talented program from a high school that was failing.
Right.
And I kind of like that. I like that kind of perception.
How long did it take for the kids to think it was cool?
From the moment it happened, it was cool. Because we showed up in a community where people usually look at my children and say, time to dial 911.
Right.
And instantly we made a difference. Yeah. And children who had never experienced success right then and there were able to leave the world a little bit better than they found it that very day.
Yeah.
And a lot of these big, strong, talented children with a lot of energy to burn and a lot of aspiration, we were able to transform that into a local job opportunity.
Yeah.
One of the things I'm most proud of is all the jobs that we've been able to create. And children saw that if they showed up and they came to school and they were clean and sober and said, yes, please, thank you, and have a nice day, amazing things could happen.
That's cool.
And what I'm most proud of is those 17 children, all overage and undercredited, went on to graduate high school.
Oh, wow.
And most of them had prison records prior. Thank you very much. And to this day, each and every one of them stayed out of jail because it's about creating opportunity in a community that doesn't always have a table for us to gather around. We build our own.
Yeah.
I like to say we're putting the culture back in agriculture.
Yeah. And speaking of building your own, Helen mentioned you built your own learning center.
Well, yes, several years later, fast forward, we've had visitors in the South Bronx from 60 countries. We've been able to spread the program and the work that I do through the country and around the globe, from Canada to Cairo, from Colombia to Dubai. We have children who are growing their way into health and opportunity and new paradigms of academic success, in addition to combating some of the big issues of our time, which is global warming, reduced resources, and quite frankly, childhood obesity.
Oh, yeah.
And realize 5 years ago, back then, I was 302 pounds. I like to say, you can't see me on radio. I have a face for radio, but I'm bringing sexy back 120 pounds later, simply by eating the food that I grow with kids in school. I teach in the poorest congressional district in America, in the lowest performing school district in New York City, in the least healthy county in all of New York State.
Wow.
So, to think that we can grow our own food indoors using this amazing tower garden technology, using 90% less water and 90% less space, and have farming bell to bell indoors in school in a community with limited means, limited access to it, I'm sending students home with 100 bags of groceries a week. So I like to say 50,000 pounds of vegetables later, my favorite crop is organically grown citizens, graduates, members of the middle class, kids who are going to college.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I grow vegetables, but my vegetables grow kids in schools and resilient communities, and that's what this movement is all about.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What I do is take an indoor academic garden and wrap the whole school around it. Because I believe the art and science of growing vegetables, the science, the data, the metrics, the prediction, all of it, I feature a lot of that in my book, The Power of a Plant. We also have a curriculum that is taking off across the country. I also find that, you know, if you tell little kids about food, they get excited. Tell a little guy you can do it, and you're building good habits and more good habits on top of them for the rest of their academic career.
What does that mean, little guy? What age?
I'm now largely working in pre-K to 5.
Wow. Wow. So you're really getting that implanted literally
early. I am starting at home. And the beautiful thing is, you know, these children are taking the food home to their parents. And remarkably, in my community, we have so many immigrants, people from the Caribbean, from Africa, people who have come to this nation because they were hungry, and we're growing food, things that they recognize. OMG, they love it. So I have grandparents in school, parents coming to school, foster parents. We have turned the school into an epicenter of the entire community.
That's really
hyper-connected.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, listen, what's the URL for Green Bronx Machine?
www.greenbronxmachine.org, or check us out on Facebook or go to the Stephen Ritz website.
And how many schools is this program seeping into around the world now since you started and launched? You put this program together so it can be replicated in other communities.
Oh, great question. In 2014, there were zero schools doing this. In the United States alone today, there are 5,000. That's 30 schools doing what I'm doing. We're spreading across Canada. I'm in Colombia. I'm in Mexico. I'm in Cairo and Dubai. And you know what? We're just getting started.
Oh, that's great.
That's great. The Si Se Puede South Bronx here.
All right, Steve. That's a great story. Thank you so much for joining us. Steve Ritz, winner of this week's Achievement Award, founder of the Green Bronx Machine.
Thanks very much to listener Teresa Alfaro for helping out this week. If you just tuned in and you missed part of this interview, you can find it on our website, etown.org. Also, if you want to nominate someone doing great work to better the lives of others or the planet in some way, you can do that on our website as well by heading to our homepage and clicking on the word award at the far right of the top menu there. And you can learn what we look for, and you can submit your nomination there. It's pretty easy. Or you can always write to us the old-fashioned way at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
Thank you, Ellen. Thanks, Steve. What a great story. And, you know, I think that there is an opportunity for us all to recognize the work that teachers do. I think this, for some reason, we've got this sense that teachers are not in the same category as veterans or other people that we recognize as being, you know, integral to our security and our health and safety in our nation. But that's just such an inspiring story. My hat is off to somebody who can do so much in such a tough school district. So we've got more music coming up from Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors in just a little while, but right now I'm going to tell you about our next guest. Tift Merritt was born in Texas, grew up in North Carolina. She started performing and making records in the late 90s, and then up in Wilkesboro, North Carolina, she won the songwriting contest they have at the festival called Merle Fest, named after Doc Watson's late son, Merle. That contest win gave her quite a boost, and her first proper solo record, Bramble Rose, came out shortly thereafter, getting all kinds of recognition from places like The New Yorker and Time Magazine. She has been making records and touring ever since. She moved to New York. She got married and divorced. She has brought her little daughter into the world, and now she has moved back to North Carolina with her daughter and partner, both of whom are here today. She's a really thoughtful writer, passionate performer who wrote the songs on her last record in a few different locations. She's collaborated with a bunch of people on this latest release, and we're going to hear more about that in a little while. She's been to E-Town a few times before. We're thrilled that she's back. Please welcome back Tift Merritt.
Dusty old man, here come my dusty old man. kissing, more real living than that young boy could stand. Oh, deep in the eyes of a dusty old man. Yeah, down in the heart of my dusty old man. He said,
to thank Nick Helen and the E-Tones for joining me on a few of these songs and on this song in particular. This next song is a Raymond Carver poem. I sing this song because his words were more important than he probably knew, but my dream of my boat where everyone is invited is clearer and stronger than ever.
My boat is being made to order. Right now it's the builder. My boat, my friends, room on board for my friends. I'm serious about this. My boat, George, Gary, Chuck, and Jim. My boat. whatever you want on my boat. We may go a little way down the coast. We'll listen to the rolling stones on my boat. Always wanted a trip like that, but if it don't work out, it's my boat.
Hey, Tiff DeMeritt, welcome back.
Thank you so
good
much.
To hear you
it's
sing.
Really nice to be
new
here.
New songs. You wrote some songs in different locales, a few different locales this time. I know in California and down in Marfa.
Yes.
And where else?
I wrote some in New York City before I left the city.
Yeah.
I think that about covers it. That's enough migration for a year.
Yeah. And so this has been a slightly tumultuous time in your life.
Yeah. No, I guess my life has sort of been my VH1 Behind the Music, you know, and then
the car. I was going to mention that you have a daughter now. That was a big change.
I have a
beautiful
daughter.
She's a little more than 1 year old.
Yes.
Does she know what you do for a living? Does she have any clue?
I think she knows pretty darn well. Yeah. She's come on tour with me for most of her life. I know that you all probably think that sounds really cruel, but she loves it. Today, I learned that she knows about exactly what a microphone does when she took it out of my hand and made some noises into it.
Right.
So I really am pulling for her to have a career as a scientist, insurrectionist poet, but I don't, you know, I have a limited sphere of control, and unfortunately, she already knows how to fold a cable.
She was adjusting my guitar sounds today, yeah. Do you guys share music when you're home? Do you like have favorite records and things like that?
You know, I have to say that as a parent, I really don't push music on her because in part, I hope that she will choose a career that the possibility of making money is real.
Yeah.
And
but Tiff, you got to remember, she's only one.
I
mean, cut her a little slack for a while before you're asking her to go out and like feed herself.
I know, but you know, she's going to have this like subconscious memory of the road and people applauding. And I just don't want her to think that that's romantic. So I spend a lot of time reading with her, but she likes Raffi a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me, as a parent with three daughters, I'll just tell you, you have much less control than you think. So good luck. It's going to be a wild ride.
I think that my parents are having a real good time laughing at me right now.
Yeah. I want to ask you quickly about two other people before we move on. Sam Bean.
Oh, I love
Iron
Sam.
And Wine. He was very involved in your latest project.
He was. He was extremely important.
Have you known each other a long time?
I've known Sam for a while, and we have place in common. I'm from North Carolina, and he's from South Carolina, and he's just such a kind person. And when I was writing this record, I was going through a lot personally, and I found that I was really writing without any sort of perspective. And he listened to everything and really assuaged my fears.
Yeah.
And on the other side of that experience, I find that having perspective is probably just a safety net and a big lie. So I feel very free. And he's the person that pushed me into that good place.
Sometimes you need somebody to think, you know, you're on the right track. Okay, great. It's all going to be good.
Yeah.
And the other person I want to quickly talk about is Eric Haywood, yeah, whom we met the few times that Ray LaMontagne was on E-Town, yes, in the past. Eric was in his band, yes, and that's how we got to know each other. But he's now here.
He's now in my band.
He's now in your band.
And he's really a pioneer on the pedal steel and plays it in a really singular, magical, yeah, way. It's always a really, yeah, a pleasure to play music with Eric.
Yes. Well, we are going to do that, in fact, right now.
Okay.
Welcome back, if you would, Tift Merritt.
Something came over me. Something changed.
Tiff Tamira, over in Raleigh, North Carolina. Her latest is called Stitch of the World, along with Eric Haywood on the pedal steel guitar, and the E-Tones, Ron Jolly, Chris Singleman, Nate Barnes, Helen Forster, Tiff Tamira.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination, on the web at bohemianfoundation.org. By the way, if you've just tuned in late and you've missed some of this week's show, or maybe you want to hear it again or share it with one of your friends, there is a podcast of this episode and other past E-Town shows as well. Those are available for free in Google Play, iTunes, and other podcast directories. If you were looking for a particular show, each show is listed under the names of our visiting artists. You're listening to E-Town.
Forster, I'd like to say hello to our listeners who hear E-Town on stations like KPUP, Rocking the Border, Patagonia, Arizona, on 92.5 The River, WXRV, in Haverhill and Boston, Massachusetts, on Cities 97, KTCZ, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thanks for tuning in. Please help me welcome back to E-Town, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors.
You got your mama's sunshine, you got your daddy's rain. You're like a piece of heaven in a hurricane. And it's bubbling over like a sweet champagne. You got your mama's sunshine, you got your daddy's rain. All day long, right or wrong, you question everything. Why the grass is green, can I stay up late, and why do the bluebirds sing? Sometimes you cry your big blue eyes for no discernible reason. Your point of view, it comes and goes like the changing of the seasons. You got your mama's sunshine, you got your daddy's rain. You're like a piece of heaven in a hurricane. And it's bubbling over like a sweet champagne. You got your mama's sunshine, you got your daddy's rain. You act just like your father, yeah, you laugh at your own jokes. You're pleased with your opinions, girl, you want the world to know. We don't need no Mona Lisa, don't need Dolly or Chagall. You're like a miniature Picasso with your markers on the wall. You got your mama's sunshine, you got your daddy's rain. You're like a piece of heaven in a hurricane. And it's bubbling over like sweet champagne. You got your mama's sunshine, you got your daddy's rain. Got a leaf on every single branch of our family tree. When you're all grown up, no longer a pup, you're going out to the great unknown. You'll find that little piece of you that you can call your own. You got your mama's sunshine, you got your daddy's rain. You're like a piece of heaven in a hurricane. And it's bubbling over champagne. You got your mama's sunshine, you got your daddy's rain.
You got your mama's sunshine, you got your daddy's rain.
Drew Holcomb, Nashville, Tennessee, along with Rich Brinsfield on the bass and vocals, Nathan Duggar on the acoustic guitar and vocals. The record's called Souvenir. We got time for one more song. We're going to get everybody out here for this last number. Get Tiff Merritt and everybody. I want to thank all our guests for being on the show this week. I want to thank Tiff Merritt coming around back to E-Town. Thanks so much for coming back from North Carolina, along with Eric Haywood. I want to thank our award winner, Steve Ritz, did an amazing job of telling his inspiring story about the work he's doing in South Bronx, and now it's spreading all over the place, as it should. Thanks to Drew Holcomb, the neighbors. Thanks to the E-Tones, to Helen. Thanks to all of you for joining us this week. And we've got a nice sing-along for all of us to join in. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride and I never went back. Like a river that don't know where it's flow, took a wrong turn and I just kept going. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Lay down your money and you play your part. Everybody's got a hungry heart.
Produced by a donor-supported nonprofit organization with help from all of our fine staff. The show was recorded live this week at E-Town Hall. To send us your comments about E-Town, or make an Achievement Award nomination, or to find out how to get tickets to a live taping, you can send an email to info@etown.org, or you can visit our website at etown.org, or connect with us on our two Facebook pages or Twitter.
To rest, everybody wants to have a home. Don't make no difference what nobody says. Ain't nobody like to be alone.
Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Lay down your Everybody's got a hungry heart.
The national distribution of E-Town is made possible by the support of E-Town's family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you. This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.